What's going on, everybody? It's your boy DJ Anonymous with Sports Biz Music, the podcast, episode 93. And I got a special guest on the show today. Well, he back on it again. It's my boy ARJR, one half of the Kansas City Mafia. What's right. going on with you, bro?
You all right?
Yeah, good, bro.
Good.
How you been, bro? Like, what's been going on?
Right now, I just been, you know, focused, trying to get the music right, you feel me? But I'm working on a mixtape called 226, mm-hmm. you feel me? Just, you know, just trying to stay focused, man. Just trying to get the music out more, because, you know, it's that time, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, really. You know, doing too much, getting money, you know, that's first.
Yeah.
Taking care of my family, stuff right. like that, doing stuff that, responsibilities first, you feel me? Handling responsibilities and stuff right. like that. But, yeah, as far as that, that's all I'm doing, working on new music.
So y'all boys still good and everything, just dropping.
It's CCM. We still CCM. You know what I'm saying? That's a label. That's our label. You feel me? So, but it's just right now, you know, everybody doing their own thing.
Right.
You feel me? I'm working on my music. CCM Art working on his music.
Mm-hmm.
Young Dunn working on his. You feel me? We all still working though. Everybody working. You know what I'm saying?
That's
everybody just, you know, focus on, you know, certain stuff. So I'm just doing me right now, and they doing them, you know. Ain't nothing. No pressure. Still CCM.
Yeah, our boys is building the empire and stuff like that.
Yeah, building the empire. We hit on the head, right? Facts.
Before we get in the mixtape, like, y'all been, like, I guess, like, recording new artists lately, or y'all just been, y'all stayed packed?
What you mean?
Say like, have y'all, like, you know, looked at new talent lately, or y'all just focus on, like, the core?
Nah, I've been listening to new talent. I know I've been listening to Rilo and No Cap, who I've been listening to lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I still got my own being me. You feel me? I ain't trying to be like nobody else. I'm still being, hey, y'all, CCM.
Right.
How we started, that's how I'm still, you feel me? Just, you know, I'm just by myself different right now. You feel me? Ain't no,
right.
It's still us. We still a group forever. You feel
right.
me? Just right now, just focusing on, everybody's focusing on each other right now.
Right. That's what's good. So what's the story behind the 226 mixtape?
226, that stands for CCM, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just letting niggas know, you feel me? Like, we still here, it's still right. CCM, you feel me? Like, I just put in numbers, you feel me? Like, that's it. That's it, same shit.
That's what's up, bro. So we was talking about, like, I ain't know you dropped it, like, 3 months ago, the Ballin' track.
Yeah, I dropped Ballin' about 3 months. I say about March, mm-hmm. I dropped Ballin'. That's when
and
I released
then you
it on SoundCloud.
You
know, all major platforms, you feel me, all that.
And you dropped the music video about a month ago, right?
Yeah, about 2 months.
Yeah,
a month ago, because I'm looking. It's about a month, right? It should have been a month.
Yeah.
Check, I gotta look on the YouTube. I be forgetting, man. I be just working. I don't even be thinking of a month ago, you feel me? It's been a month.
So that's a track that you like pushing right now, just to.
Pushing it, I ain't even pushing. I just released it, you know what I'm saying? Just get music out there, you feel me? Just start getting that buzz back, you feel me? Because we've been laying down after we draw Still on Go. We ain't follow up behind that. We ain't bring no more content, you feel me? So I just released it. I released my first freestyle, Four Boy Flow. So I was like, you feel me? I first started with that mixtape 226. I was going to put Ballin' as one of the tracks, but I was like, nah, man, I'm just going to put that out there and shoot a video. So I just did that. I just released another track on my own YouTube page. You can follow me on there at The Real ARJR 400, you feel me? It's called 226 Freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I just released that about a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
I think I seen it on Instagram.
Yeah,
bro. Instagram.
I posted it on. That's what I've been doing, which is working, man. That's it.
Yeah, so like, what's your goals? Like, as far as like being like ARJR, like, what's your goals between this year and next year? Like, where you trying to be at?
Right now, just like from here to next year, I'm trying to build a buzz. Like, you feel me? I ain't looking for no deal. You feel me? I'm just trying to build my name up. You know what I'm saying? Start getting more shows, getting features, interacting with people, networking more. You feel me? That's it. Gain more followers. Get different genres in the world, go out to different venues and all that. That's all I'm doing right now. Just trying to build myself up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only at like, what, 2,200 followers?
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing, feel me? I'm just trying to build that little fan base up.
Yeah, I always like, you know, every artist and DJ and producer I have on the show, like, we always talk about like the importance of like, you know, social media, word of mouth, and, you know, marketing and stuff like that. We always want to go to the same, you know what I'm saying, like the same, the next level, you feel me? Like, we want to like continue to branch out and stuff like that, because I feel like, you know, especially when it comes to Miami music, like, a lot of people get stuck in their way for a while, and then they start to get eager, like, why I'm not going to that, why I'm not going to this, like, but you got to, like, follow, like, a blueprint where you got to be like, all right, I mastered this, and let me go over there, like, maybe the pop or some shit, or just do something different.
Yeah, that's why I tried, you know, balling. You feel me? That was something different, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, we usually, like, on some more hardcore drill rapping, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? We always knew how to do it. Get on some other vibe, but I just was like, you know what I'm saying? By me being me, ARJR, like, you feel me? I ain't, you feel me? Because I, like, as far as the group, you know what I'm saying? Mark, CCM Mark, he was coming up with most of the hooks. To be honest, you feel me? So whatever he was coming up with, we were going off that vibe. You feel me? So that's what we were doing at that time. But I'm being myself. I'm writing. I'm coming up with my hooks and doing, you feel me? Like, so that's how balling came out. I'm just trying something different, you feel me? Being versatile with my music and stuff like that.
So on your mixtape, you got any, like, features? Like, any other artists on the tracks or nothing?
I'm trying to get a feature. Like, I don't really want no features on my first mixtape, solo mixtape that I got on myself. But I'm thinking about putting one on there, like, feel me, the young nigga from Brown Way, like, Okalaka, like, CJ. But that's it. I ain't trying to really get no features. That's it. I'm really trying to just build my buzz up, you feel me? So they can hear me as a solo artist and hear how I am, you feel me? That's it.
So how's been, like, the process, like, working on the mixtape? Like, just because you so used to, like, really working, you know, with your partners, and then now you pretty much, this your baby now.
Yeah.
So how's, like, the process, you know, making the mixtape?
It ain't bad, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I be, responsibilities be getting in the way, so when I do be getting a chance, I go in the studio, I got my little homeboy I be going to, in-house, you feel me? I go record there. Then once I get it mixed, you know, I put it on the hard drive, take it to my friend, you know, to mix and master and stuff like that. But far as that, ain't, you know what I'm saying, working, I've been working, you feel me? I've been working hard. Like, I got a couple tracks. Like, I mean, the mixtape is basically done, but I'm not sitting on them tracks. I want to make more music.
Yeah, more music,
so I can have different things to pick from and drop on the mixtape. Some I might don't make the mixtape. I'm only going to release probably like 8, no more than 9 tracks on the mixtape. So that's it.
So like, how many, like, tapes you want to drop, like, before you do, like, a solo album? Like, you want to do this one?
This year I want to drop 2 tapes.
2 tapes?
This year I want to drop, like, this year I got to drop 2. So that's what I'm working on. Dropping 226. Then come, like, around, like, fall, drop another little quick mixtape. That's it. They're building that buzz up, like, I know I got it.
Yeah, bro, because I remember the last interview we did as a group, I told you, like, you remind me of, like, a down south Joel Santana a little bit, like, the vibe, like, you know, with the lyrics and everything, like, everything's catchy and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. That's it, bro. Yeah, working. Changing this music out there. That's it, really.
So what about, like, the importance of, like, building your brand? Like, you know, ARJR and stuff like that. Like, I see with the 400 and everything. Like, that's something that she really pushing, like, just to let people know, like...
Yeah, what you mean?
Like, letting people know, like, you know, I can, you know, this is my solo shit, too. Like, I can go solo. Like, you want to push that as well.
Yeah, I want to push that. You feel me? Everybody know this ARJR. It's me. Like, I can do this. Like, I do this. Like, it ain't new to me. You feel me? Like, I've been doing this for a minute. You feel me? Been rapping for what, almost 10 years, feel like 12, 13, feel me, like over 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I said, back then we were focused, we were all playing football.
Yeah.
But as far as us taking it serious, like right now, feel me, I'm trying to make sure everyone remember me, like, they gotta know who I am, they gotta check who I am. Like,
yeah.
That's my goal, like, make sure they feel me, they know me.
What's your opinion on, like, the Miami scene right now as far as, like, the artists that's coming up? Because I was just looking at I was on Wikipedia the other day, and I looked at, you remember, maybe 5-10 years ago, Florida probably had, like, maybe 10 or 15 artists.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, it's doubling. Like, every day is always a new artist coming up, you know, especially from down here in South Florida. Like, how you feel about that?
I'm proud, you know what I'm saying? Seeing Miami or Florida trying to get on the map, you know what I'm saying? Because they ain't winning right now. You know, they got a lot of artists coming from everywhere except Miami.
Yeah.
You know, City Girls, who else? Come major now, he big, but he ain't that big of a
you know what I'm saying?
But he got a name, family, Bushy B.
Mm-hmm.
He stuck. It's a couple people down here, you know what I'm saying? I like to collaborate with, you feel me, get some music with. But I'm proud, you feel me? Miami trying to do something, Florida trying, you feel me?
Yeah.
On the map, you feel me? So I'm trying to do the same thing, put Miami on the map.
Yeah, like we were just talking about another artist, like, especially like Kara City, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think before, like, Rick Ross, like, it wasn't, nobody really know of or even care about Kara City music and stuff like that.
Yeah, besides Ross and Flo Rida, nobody, I can't think of too many came out of Kara City, not CC.
But now, like, Kara City is one of the places where anybody from out of state, you know what I'm saying, try to come down, they try to get the talent in the first spot. First neighborhood, they try to go in the Kara City and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And you start seeing like the vibe, because people, a lot of people don't know, like they bought our style. You don't notice like a lot of people bought our style, but
like, Miami always be trendy.
Yeah,
everybody want to come to Miami. Who don't want to come to Miami? Everybody want to be like that. You ain't lying.
Yeah.
They do that. Some people hate us. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm focused on be right now, bro. That's it. Man,
yeah,
got to.
What's
trying to be like Ross and Florida. Like, I want to be the name they talk about when they come to Kansas City.
That's what's up, yeah. So, like, when it comes to, like, you know, we got the music and stuff, like, what about, like entrepreneurship? Like, have you, like, thought about, like, you know, once the music blow up, like, you thought about, like, investing and, like, you know, building, like, buying a franchise and stuff, you know, creating your own business?
Yeah. That's a hustler. I'm a hustler, so
yeah.
I'm gonna flip my money. I get an M, I ain't gonna just sit on no M and be like, oh boy, I got an M, I'm good.
Yeah.
You feel me? I got my record label, Cassidy Mafia, that's right. All. That's me and Mark, you feel me? We started on that label, you feel me? It's Young Don, all three of them. You know, get big, put some money behind that, sign a couple artists, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get some money off that, you know what I'm saying? I get in real estate.
Yeah.
I do all type of stuff. I got homeboys doing real estate right now, you feel me?
Yeah.
They doing good at it, you feel me? I got homeboys doing all the stuff. I got different avenues where I can invest my money in. Yeah, so I ain't gonna sit on no M. I get $1 million a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that million look like two, you feel me?
But would y'all like ever, like, you know, sign under a major label or get like a distribution deal? Or it depends on like how y'all, you know.
It depends on how the contract goes.
Yeah.
It all depends on paperwork, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't gonna say I won't,
because
we in the trenches for real. Like, they need some money, they trying to get out.
Yeah.
If they ain't got it, they ain't stunting for me.
Yeah.
What money we get, you know, we do what we can. That's it. Like, I ain't no flaws, man. That's right. Being honest.
Yeah. So like, where you see yourself like 5 to 10 years from now?
5 to 10, kind of why I'm gonna be, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And I made it in the rap game, you feel me? Taking care of my family, doing good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Produce a platinum record, body in, you feel me? Getting royalties for the rest of my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, 10 years. I'm trying to be set for 10 years, man. I'm trying to be doing none of this what I'm doing now, you feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, bro, because like before we, you know, started recording the podcast, you know, I was telling you, like you and a few other artists, like, y'all been motivating me to, like, to get back into music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, I just want everybody just to progress and succeed, because it's like, the talent here, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it used to be every 5 to 10 years where it'd be like one or two or three artists, you know, come out the city. But now it's like 5, 6, 7, 8, and then we not even looked at like not being lyrical no more. It's a lot of y'all that's lyrical, you know what I'm saying? That's telling that story, that's being real about like what's going on in the city, because, you know, it's real, like, you don't go across that bridge like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's like people get the mindset like, damn, like, Miami is really like, it's a lot going on down there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm dropping this. I'm gonna release a track this week coming up. I'm gonna release another freestyle I dropped, you feel me? Me venting, you know what I'm saying, about my life, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Giving me that life, you feel me, across the water, like, this ain't South Beach, you feel me? far from it, you feel me?
Right.
Trenches for real, like.
Yeah, cause a lot of people still need to know that. Like every time out of town has come down, they all say like where the beach at and stuff like that. Like I had to sit back and be grateful, like, yo, we do got beaches, but we can't go to just to every beach. You know what I'm saying? I go to Hollywood.
Yeah.
The Hollywood be chilling.
Chilling, yeah, like yeah, yeah, yeah. South Beach, yeah, South Beach.
South Beach is more
South
like.
These areas, you know, they take you to jail, too much going on.
People racist, then, like, people go over there, they fake stunt, but, like, they gotta go back home over the bridge, you feel me? So yeah. It's like, I don't know, bro. I just feel like. It's coming to a point where you start seeing more of the real, you start seeing more like the people that's pretending and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And facts. Like, I just want to be the people that's real, like yourself and everybody else that I know. I just want y'all to just overshadow that fakeness and stuff and just go, like we was talking about earlier, like how Atlanta, you know, is top of the game right now. I feel like, you know, Miami, we could be on top of that. We could have a 5 to 10, 15, 20 year run where it could be like, damn, like all these boys coming out of Miami all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Like a pipeline.
Yeah, we good to see, like you said earlier, like artists in Miami and Florida, whatever. Good, like you gotta take off, bro. Like, we Miami is about, I don't know, bro. Everybody envy each other. There's too many people going against each other instead of us
like helping up.
Together, you feel me?
Yeah.
Everybody, you feel me? I go on Facebook, I don't get that many shares, you feel me? Like that. Like, you know, people fuck with me on Facebook and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just be so much going on in between them.
Mm-hmm.
The hood and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just, you know, Miami just, I don't know. Yeah, support outside of quick.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. That's the thing I noticed. Like people out of towners that come down, show all the love, all that real Southern hospitality. But for us, like to give us that love, it's like
take for you to get rich or take for you to be doing something. Like for them to show you family what you need. You know what I'm saying? Miami just backwards. I don't
know. Yeah, man. Like.
Miami just,
I never, I do too, but I just never understood it. It's like, bro, like, everybody keeps saying, like, move to Atlanta. Like, I had a conversation with someone.
My homeboy always had to be great, Young Don. He always tell me that. And the reason for me, this is where I'm from. Like,
yeah.
You gotta get your hometown first. Like, your hometown, who going, you feel me? Like, and the reason for me going to the A, like, I'm gonna try, I can blow right here.
Cause that's the thing, like, that's the stigma of like, oh, you gotta go to Atlanta or LA or New York.
Nah, man.
I'm like, if you blow up here, do you know it's a difference like from anywhere else?
Yeah, right there. I ain't saying right there in Miami them, but see, it's from here, like,
yeah,
they girls from Miami rapping like this. So people from the outside, but them from Miami, who don't want to, people everywhere don't want to come to Miami. Like,
yeah.
Memorial weekend, you see tourists and all type of people just want to come to Miami. Like, them, just by them being from Miami, and they signed the QC, and I look, and I, you know, blew up.
Right.
She had a million followers, and it's quick. Like, it's been 2 months, she had a million followers.
Yeah, I was just talking about that too. Like, once JT come home, it's gonna be a wrap.
Oh,
like, they're gonna come on like a. See the Migos, how they had their run. Like, I feel like City Girls gonna have that run.
That's what I was gonna do.
And I feel like, you know, even like some of the female artists that's coming out now, like they kind of influenced by them. You know, like the younger female artists that's coming out, like, you know, like, I know it's a few of them. Like Megan and Stylin to me is kind of like, I kind of hear some of the City Girls, you know, like kind of influenced a little bit, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
City Girls influence a lot of people, man. They influence a lot. You know what I'm saying?
But who
they around the way, so I done seen Carisha, she be around, you know what I'm saying? They done blew up.
But who was you influenced by?
Ain't a lot coming up, like Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was with Ross, I ain't forget Ross. I ain't gonna be Ross was one of the first. Ross, Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who else? Jewel Santana, like you said, Dipset. That's when we first came up. We thought we were Dipset. Like,
yeah.
Coming up younger, we thought we were Dipset. Like,
yeah.
Not Jewel, you wear that.
Bandana,
like that all the time.
Yeah.
School, you feel me? Like, so Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? We're ready up to like that type. Them my idols, like coming up, who I was really listening to, like, you feel me? Wayne, Jewel Santana, like, But what's the mixtape them boys dropped some time ago? What that mixtape they did together? I forgot. I guess I'm tripping.
Damn, what was it called? I know what you're talking about too, because they had a couple trucks on that. Dedication too, but
not Dedication. That's Wayne's.
No, yeah, I know it was Wayne's. I'm saying like they had a couple tracks on there, but I remember they had the mixtape. Damn, what was the name of it? And it was crazy too, because around that time, like Juelz was supposed to blow up too. Wayne.
I forgot the name of that shit too, though, but that's still crazy. But yeah, that one of my like artists as far as we came out, what I like to listen to. I ain't listening to nobody else with. Now, who I'm upcoming artists right now, Lil Femi is right, no cap. I bought them boys every day. I like writing this, right?
And they from the crib, they from who?
No, they from Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama.
It's nice though, man. You know, I get props when it's given to, so I ain't gonna lie, boy, it's nice.
That's what's up, bro. So like, before we like, you know, in the podcast and stuff, like, you got any like, I guess like advices to like up and coming artists that's coming up, that's trying to get like a momentum and stuff like that?
You feel me? Don't stop working, you feel me? Stay focused, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Keep dropping new music, stay at it. And you can't lose, folks. I'm in the same position as them, so I'm trying to do the same thing they do. I'm going to keep working every day, keep pushing.
You've been doing it for 10 years, though. Yeah. Some of them just starting out. Probably just been working for about 10 months. Thinking.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to work, man. You got to network, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Get out, you feel me? Can't be shy. You got to be able to talk up, you feel me? Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's really it, though. Just stay focused. Don't give up.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what it is, like, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't giving up. I'm gonna blow it. So,
yeah.
Got niggas that support me, stay with me, make sure I stay at it. You feel me? Whoever nigga I wanna hang, you know what I'm saying? If I need help or anything, they'll do it. You feel me? So, I'm gonna keep going. You feel me? My dog, I got kids I wanna take care of. So, I'm doing it for a reason. I ain't just doing it. And I love it. You feel me? It's what I love to do. Like, I love music. I love to rap. So.
Yeah.
You really love it. So if you're passionate for it, go for it. You feel me? I'm always, go get a job. No, I ain't gonna lie. You feel me? I can't even work. I gotta be full time with this. Like, that's why every time I get a little free time, like, right after I leave this, I might pull up to the studio, you feel me? Record something, you feel me? That's what I've been doing lately, every day, just trying to work on new music.
It's about dedication and just keep on going and just not letting nobody, you know, getting your ear and stuff like that.
Nobody can trip me off the streets. I ain't gonna lie. I can't trip me to do nothing I don't want to do. I'm doing what I want to do. You feel me? That's what I want to do. Rap.
That's what's up, bro. So you got any shout-outs before we close it up?
You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to my home with Dog G, man. You feel me? That's a nigga. You feel me? I fuck with, bro. You know what I'm saying? He kind of helping a nigga on some music. He helping a nigga push me music. That's who helped me do what I do now. You feel me? So... Jeez, shout out my homeboy. Shout out to 12, shout out to my head, dog Fred, you feel me?
Yeah.
With me all day, every day, you feel me? Make sure niggas stay focused, you feel me? Make sure I'm writing music all day. Find beats, you feel me? Hollering at different promoters, whatever, you feel me?
Yeah, you always gotta have somebody on your side just to motivate you. Like,
That's him, you feel me? Yeah. He motivate me every day, you feel me? Nigga ride around, you know what I'm saying? Do what we do. Stay at the music, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all the shit that's going on, niggas still staying focused. Like, a lot of shit going on, even right now, you feel me? Like, niggas still going at it. So, shout out to my dog Adolf. CC Amar, Young Dumb. Shout out to the female family. Port Auckland, y'all go fuck with dog gang, man.
What's up,
bro? On IG. Y'all follow me on IG at 400 Rhymes, Twitter. On Facebook, you spell it out, 400. F-O-U-R-H-U-N-N-I-D Rounds. That's it, man. I got two. Shout out.
And don't forget the mixtape, too.
Oh, yeah. And the mixtape, 226. It is on the way. That's what I forgot to tell you. 226.
Yeah.
Dropping that. I'm going to drop that. I'm going to release it sometime August. You know, I ain't got an exact date, but sometime August.
That's what's up, bro, man. Appreciate you coming on the show, dog. I'm going to follow you, bro.
Yeah,
like,
man. Shout out to DJ Anomi for having me too again, man. You feel me? Going up, bro. Next time you see me do another interview, I'll tell you I got a deal.
Yeah, bro. That's why I'm on the hill, because, like I said, like, I just want everybody, it's an inner circle now. Like, you know, yeah. like I said, like, once I come on the podcast, it's like family. So yeah. I'm following y'all. If y'all blow up, I'm cheering y'all on, dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa, man. But, but it's been DJ Anonymous with Sports Biz Music, the podcast, episode 93 with my boy ARJR, and we out.